Let's talk with Greg McBride from Bankrate.com. Greg, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Very pleased to chat with you again. We find that New York Stock Exchange recently surveyed 18, or excuse me, Bankrate.com recently surveyed 18 widely issued prepaid debit cards and prepared a comprehensive breakdown of the fees. This is something we've talked about in the past, Greg. What did you learn from this survey?
Well, fees is really the commonality here, Tony. All 18 cards that we surveyed had fees of some kind. Now, we did see tremendous variation. Some cards had more fees, some had less, some had higher fees, some had lower fees. So it's really important. If you're in the market for a prepaid card, you have to shop around, and you have to find the card that's going to produce the lowest total cost for how you plan to use the card. That being said, I think the bottom line is this, Tony. For most people, a low-cost or free checking account is still going to be your better option. With these prepaid cards, you know, they charge a bunch of different fees, which in isolation seem modest. But you look at over the course of a month's worth of routine financial transactions, they can add up, and it can end up being costlier than a checking account. So for most people, the low-cost or free checking account is still the way to go.
Well, for a customer making 10 purchases per month, 4 bill payments, one customer service call, one out-of-network ATM withdrawal, and a balance inquiry by the ATM, what's the range for the monthly cost?
Under that scenario, I mean, the difference between one card and another could easily be $20 per month. So it really underscores why it's important to shop around. Different cards charge different fees for different types of activities. And so what you need to do as a consumer is align how you intend to use the card with the card that has the lowest fees for those types of transactions. And what we have at Bankrate.com, we have a breakdown of all 18 cards that we surveyed, all their specific fees, make it very easy for consumers to go and look and do exactly that. They can look and see what fees each card charges in different categories and make it easy for them to pick the one that's best suited to their financial tendency.
And I just want to make it clear to our audience, Greg, that we're talking about prepaid debit cards. What's the difference between a normal debit card that you may get from your bank or loan institution versus the prepaid debit card?
Well, with a prepaid card, these are often used as an alternative to traditional bank accounts. A traditional debit card is tied to your checking account. With prepaid cards, these are often favored by consumers that don't have or can't get a checking account. It's an alternative to the traditional banking relationships. And what they do is you load money onto the card, either through direct deposit or via cash. You can load it onto the card. And then you have the convenience of paying with plastic. You don't have the risk of carrying around a pocket full of cash, and you can use that to transact, whether at the point of sale, to make online bill payments, even to use it at the ATM. But we did notice fees on a lot of those transactions, in particular ATM usage. Unlike a checking account, where if you use your own bank's ATM, you can typically avoid fees. With the prepaid cards, we noticed that you're often going to incur fees even if you are using the issuer's own ATM network.
And the fees are just crazy, Greg. Monthly fees, activation fees, reload fees, point of signature fees, ATM fees, bill payment fees, declined transaction fees, inactive. If you don't use your card, there's a fee. Customer service fees. Wow.
Yeah, you really have to be careful. And not all of those cards charge every fee, but they can charge some and not charge others. And that's why it's really important that you've got to look and see what card charges for what different fees and make sure it's consistent with how you intend to use the card. If you have a card that's not currently working for your needs, it's really easy to switch. You can just move to a different card and the one that's better aligned with how you plan to use it and keep your fees down.
Greg McBride is a senior financial analyst at Bankrate.com. Thanks so much, Greg.
Thanks, Tony. Have a great day.